Good afternoon, and welcome to Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. I am your boy, I'm your host, Alaric Anderson. Glad to be back with you, man. Look, it's been a minute, so as Eric B. and Rakim said, it's been a long time, shouldn't have left you. Man, look, thank you for joining us. We are back and better than ever, to use the words of the immortal Mike Greenberg. We're back better than ever. Let's get it with Alaric Anderson. Glad that you're joining us. We got a lot of sports to talk about. Listen, if you're new to the broadcast, thank you for listening for the first time. Know that you can get this broadcast on any podcasting platform. That's Apple Music. That's iTunes. That is Spotify. Wherever you get podcasts, you can get this podcast. So look us up, download us, share us, all of that stuff. If you are returning, thank you for sticking with me and coming back. This has been a rough time. A lot of priorities had to be reshifted. And so we're glad to be back with you guys. And we're going to be on several different platforms. So you should be able to enjoy us over and over again and share us with your friends. Again, if you're new to this, you can also get exclusive content on www.alaricanderson.net, A-L-E-R-I-C-A.net. And you can follow me on Instagram at In The Studio, in the letter N, T-H-A-T-H-A Studio, spelt out In The Studio, for exclusive inside looks of what are we doing with this show and some of the other properties of Seven Media. So again, I'm so glad that you're with me. So glad that you came back with me. Let's get it. Let's jump right on in it. So here we are. We are sitting at the end of July. Sports are making its way back. Some of the sports are making their way back. Some sports are poised to come back and do some things. And then other sports are still in some kind of limbo. So we're just going to start at the top, man, and work it on way back. Again, I am so glad to be back with you guys. So let's jump into the sports. Let's start with the league that is back playing real games. That is Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball started their season last Thursday, got off to a rousing start. I was able to watch some games. For those of you all who are new to listening, you know, baseball, I was a big baseball fan back in the past. It's been a minute since I've been following the game, but, you know, now I'm back following the game. I am a St. Louis Cardinals fan. We're off to a 2-1 start with taking the first two from the Pittsburgh Pirates and losing yesterday. But, you know, it looked really well. Game started looking really good, started looking like baseball again. They had some nice fan noise piped in, so you really don't know. You can't really notice fans are not there. Some ballparks are going with cardboard cutouts in the stands, so it's a cool atmosphere. But when you know it, they hit that COVID wall. It was announced earlier this morning that the Florida Marlins had 11, I believe, and it might be more by the time you hear this, 11 of its players and coaches to test positive for COVID-19. With that being done, the Orioles-Marlins series that was supposed to be this start today has been postponed. The home opener for the Marlins down in Miami. Also, the Yankees-Phillies game today has been postponed. And so now Major League Baseball is sitting here looking and going, what are we going to do going forward? Because the issue is, and most sports leagues are dealing with this, what happens when you have multiple positive tests on your team, on a particular franchise? How does that affect what's going on with your franchise? And baseball, unlike basketball, chose to continue to work under the facade that we just travel around these cities like everything is normal and think that things were going to be okay, even though these teams are going back and forth between hot spots with the COVID, places where the cases have flattened, places where, like in Florida and especially in Miami-Dade County, where cases are skyrocketing. It's going to be very hard for these teams to make it through the season without having to shut down like they're doing. So I'm really interested to see what happens with Major League Baseball going forward in this season. You know, they had a big fight between the owners and the players in order to get this season going. They were not playing when all sports shut down mid-March. And they were not playing. They had plenty of time to come up with a way to play these games, to get their games in. The owners floated a proposal to do a bubble, much like the NBA, and the players weren't having it. The players wanted to continue to play like everything is cool. Then they were fighting over the number of games. Baseball really has blown this. Baseball has really blown their opportunity to do some great things and to bring the national pastime to fans who really need something to watch. They've blown this. Baseball normally, if you're not a follower of baseball normally plays 162 games in their season, their regular season, plus the playoffs and the World Series. Because of wrangling between the owners and the players about who gets paid and who's not going to get paid, they ended up with a 60-game compromise that was going to be a sprint to the end. Even going into this last weekend, they added playoff teams to the mix, and they did everything but think about what happens as we go through this COVID epidemic. And so now baseball is sitting here looking a little weird, a little crazy, because they don't have an opportunity. They may not have an opportunity to complete their season. I'm praying for the players and the coaches who have contracted the COVID-19 virus, and hoping that baseball can work this out. But this is one of the issues baseball has had over the past few years. Since baseball has really become a free-for-all because let me step back. Baseball has had an issue, player relations with owners, since the 70s, since Marvin Miller, and then going on to Donald Fear, these people that were in charge of the Players Association, and with the commissioners and baseball owners going back and forth, not really having a good working relationship since free agency became. Baseball is one of the few sports where the contracts are not only guaranteed, but there is no salary cap. The only cap in baseball is the cap on the owners, as a floor with the owners, because many years back, the owners were not, they were taking their revenue sharing that they were getting, and they were not putting back into their franchise. But as far as any kind of cooperation or salary cap or those kind of things, baseball pretty much has been on their own. Their salaries are through the roof. They have haves and have-nots. They have teams that every year compete, and then they have other teams that are not able to compete because of their salary structure. And here we came into this time where they could have worked together and found a way to bring this game back, not just for the fans, but for the safety of the players. And they chose not to. The baseball players decided that they didn't want to do a bubble like the NBA. The owners presented that early on in the negotiations, and they made a decision that they didn't want to do the bubble. They didn't want to do the bubble, and so it ended up costing them. And so here we are, 1 weekend into the season, and not sure what's going to happen with the league. So we're going to be keeping a close eye on that. Just so you know what the standings are, though, there are no undefeated teams in Major League Baseball. Several teams at 2-1. Of course, I told you my Cardinals are 2-1, leading the Central with the Cubs right there. Cincinnati 1-2, Pittsburgh 1-2, and the Brewers are 1-2. There is no team that has not won a game. So everybody has won at least a game. In the upside down world, and in the AL East, that have the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox, the Baltimore Orioles are sitting at the top of that. Still early on in the AL Central, the Cleveland Indians are 2-1. The Houston Astros are 2-1 in the AL West. The Atlanta Braves and the Miami Marlins are both 2-1 in the National League East. The Cardinals, as I stated, are 2-1 leading the league, leading the Central, and the Colorado Rockies are 2-1. So you got a lot of 2-1 teams. Some teams have already played four games. That would be the Giants and the Dodgers have already played four games, but every other team has played three games. Look, baseball, it looks good. Now, as somebody who's watching it, it really looks good. The game is doing well. A few injuries that of note, Justin Verlander, pitcher for the Houston Astros, is out indefinitely with some arm issues. You have a few injuries on pitching staffs. But for the most part, the games have looked good. The quality of play is high. So if baseball can figure it out, I think baseball will have a great season. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we will definitely be talking about baseball either in the affirmative, some really good things going, or in the negative because they've had to suspend their season. All right, going to my NBA. You all know how it is. The NBA decided that they were going to restart the season, and they were going to do it in the bubble. Now, if you haven't been keeping up, because a lot of other things have been going on, the NBA now are at the Disney's Wild World of Sports down in Orlando, Florida, which is a Disney property. They're down there. They've been quarantined down there or in the bubble down there for a few weeks now. Everybody's down there with the exception of a few teams, namely my Golden State Warriors, because they've been out of it for a while. The Minnesota Timberwolves are not down there. There are a few other teams. The Knicks are not down. A few other teams that are did not make the trip to Orlando. But they're doing a restart. They're going to play 2 weeks of games that are going to reseed. There are some teams that are on the outside looking in of the playoffs right now, but they are getting an opportunity to play themselves in. Teams like the Portland Trail Blazers, which are 2.5 games out of the eighth spot. The New Orleans Pelicans are in the same spot. The Sacramento Kings are in the same spot. The San Antonio Spurs are 3 games out, and the Phoenix Suns are 5 games out. They're going to be playing these 8 games that are going to be putting together the seeding for the playoffs, and then the playoffs kick off in a couple of weeks. And so, you know, they look like they really needed these scrimmages. If you haven't had an opportunity to watch some of these scrimmage games that's being aired on NBA TV, these teams look like they really needed the scrimmages. Shout out to the players, again, NBA Players Association. Michelle Roberts and the players that are on that executive committee, thinking of the players and thinking of the game. It would have been really horrible if the NBA had returned without having these scrimmage games. It's not that the players are out of shape; they're just not in game shape. They're not in game form. They're not. It takes a while for NBA players, according to the players, it takes a while for them to get, you know, their juices flowing and get back up ready to have that solid action. And so these games have worked well to do that. The regular season kicks off on Thursday, and it kicks off in a big way with the Lakers against the Clippers. It's going to be interesting. LeBron has a chance to win another title this year. You have Milwaukee looking good with Giannis. You have the defending champion Toronto Raptors that are looking nice. You have the Boston Celtics, the up-and-comers. That team are getting some people back. Gordon Haywood is back. Kemba Walker has been able to nurse his injury back to health. They're looking really, really good, really spry. You're looking at the Philadelphia 76ers. Ben Simmons has come back, got a little bit of a jump shot. Embiid has been able to have some rest on his body. Indiana Pacers over in the East. Victor Victor Oladipo is back. Watch him doing a little something over the weekend. He's looking like he's back, although they've lost Sabonis for the playoffs. He had an injury, and he won't be playing down in the bubble. You have some interesting teams to look at. You have the Brooklyn Nets that's pretty much piecing together a team. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. The Orlando Magic are down there. The Washington Wizards are down there. It's going to be interesting to see what the Wizards do with no John Wall and no Bradley Beal. In the West, like I said, you have your Lakers and your Clippers, and I'm going to talk about the Clippers in a minute because it's some interesting things going on with the Clippers. But you have the Lakers and the Clippers, the Denver Nuggets with a slim down Jokic. I mean, he's slimmed down, so we got to see what that looks like. Bol Bol, they got that big kid out there. He's shooting threes. They're going to be interested in Michael Porter Jr. They got some unknowns. This might be the Denver Nuggets year. It's going to be interesting to watch. The Jazz are the Jazz. They still have Donovan Mitchell. They still have Baby Hands Rudy Gobert. They're still them. Quinn Snyder still their head coach. The OKC Thunder. Roberson is back. He came out the other day. They were down, I believe, 20. Came back. So you add his defense, and he's been out for 2 years. You add his defense, his three-point shooting. Chris Paul, he might do something with them young boys down there in OKC. The Houston Rockets are the Houston Rockets. Harden is back. Harden is doing Harden things. McLemore is shooting threes. Russell Westbrook has come back from the COVID virus. He's a little rusty, but he's Russell Westbrook. You know what to expect from Russ. P.J. Tucker is still P.J. Tucker running into folks. Eric Gordon is still out there. So they have some people out there, you know, some bench help with House and those guys. But this is the year for Houston Rockets. Every year, it's somebody's fault. Every year, they can find a reason why they don't win. If they don't win it this year, I think it's time to completely rehaul that team top to bottom. That means you got to decide. You're not going to do anything with the beard, but Daryl Morey is going to have to go. They're going to have to completely revamp that lineup. D'Antoni is going to have to go. This is the make or break year for them. The Dallas Mavericks, man, Luka Doncic is looking nice. I mean, he's looking really, really nice. It's going to be interesting to see if they can turn the corner. They're a young team. I think they're a player away. I think they need a solid dude. I mean, it would have been great to see a dude like Carmelo end up there or see a player like Jason I forgot his name. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Baller. It would have been great to see him. Not Jason. Okay. Great scorer. I'm his name escapes me. But it would have been great to see him on that team. They need one of those scorers, one of those guys that can really come out there. And makes Jamal Crawford, man, I'm tripping. They really need a Jamal Crawford. If they would have had Jamal Crawford, they would have picked him up when he was out there, free and easy. It would have done something special with that team. I think they probably are one player away, but it's going to be interesting watching them in the playoffs. The Memphis Grizzlies, you got Ja Morant and you got Ja Morant. I mean, and I was watching them. Ja, they were at the end of the game yesterday, I believe, against Houston or whenever they play Houston in the scrimmage. I watched Ja have the ball in his hand and pass it to Kyle Allen twice for threes. Ja's got to take that shot. If he's not going to take that shot, they're going to have issues. Ja Morant is the future of the Memphis Grizzlies. He has got to take those shots, make or miss. He's got to take those shots. I don't want to see Kyle Anderson taking a shot at the end of the game for the Memphis Grizzlies. And I don't think Memphis Grizzlies fans want to see that either. So the Portland Trail Blazers, you know what they got. Now, CJ McCollum is out there looking good, playing that point. We're going to see what happens with them. And Nurkic is back, boy. Nurkic is back. And Nurkic is that dude. He's a big man. He's been out for an entire season, but he's back. Gotten a little, a little brouhaha with Serge Ibaka the other day in the Portland-Toronto scrimmage. It's brouhaha. You like that? Got into a little dust up, so to speak. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Portland. Portland is right outside the door. And if Memphis Grizzlies trip, Memphis Grizzlies may be outside looking in. Same thing with the New Orleans Pelicans. Young. Other than Jrue Holiday, young. Is Brandon Ingram going to make the turn? Is Lonzo Ball going to make the turn? Is Josh Hart going to make the turn? Is Zion Williamson going to come back and make the turn? Alvin Gentry is a great coach, but you're asking a lot of these young guys coming into this situation. So it's going to be interesting to watch with them. Sacramento is Sacramento. De'Aaron Fox was out early, a couple of scrimmages. I don't know if he's back yet. And the San Antonio Spurs are the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You're going to see they're going to give you a run for your money these next 2 weeks, and you can't sleep on them. You cannot sleep on them. DeMar DeRozan, if DeMar DeRozan can lead this team into the playoffs, people are going to start, they're going to take notice. They're going to take notice. You know, DeRozan has always had that thing on him that he's not, you know, he's a great player. He's a good player, but he's not a great player. He's not a one. And it's going to take, same thing with Kyle Lowry in Toronto. You know, those guys, when they were playing together, Toronto was nice during the regular season, but neither one of them get over the hump. And in Toronto last year, it had nothing to do with Lowry getting them over the hump. And if somehow DeRozan can get this team over the hump and get them into the playoffs, coming from four games back, it will be interesting to see how the narrative changes. You know what the narrative is, though, with some of the top teams. You know what the deal is with the Lakers? It's all about what LeBron and Anthony Davis does. It doesn't matter what anybody else. It doesn't matter who else they sign. It's all about LeBron and Anthony Davis. If you look, at the Clippers, it's all about Kawhi and Paul George. Now, they're having some issues. They're having some players leave the bubble. They've had Montrezl Harrell leave the bubble. They had Landry Shamet leave the bubble. They've had Patrick Beverley leave the bubble. They've had Lou Williams leave the bubble. Now, if you haven't been keeping up over the last few days, Lou Williams left the bubble on a family emergency. And while he was out, he stopped by Magic City down in Atlanta and picked up some wings. Now, there's been a lot of back and forth about how good the wings are in Magic City. If you don't know what Magic City is a strip club. I don't care how good the wings are, he went to the strip club while he was out. And the thing is not that he went to the strip club, but if you understand, even though Orlando and Atlanta are not that far apart, relatively, you had to be, come on, Lou. Not only was he there, but he took pictures with Jack Harlow, with the, you know, up and coming rapper. He took pictures with him, and this can either be a nothing burger, or it could turn out to be the thing that people are going to pin on the Clippers if they don't make it. You know, early in the season, even in the off season before Kawhi went there, there was some rumblings about that roster. It's been reported and confirmed that Kawhi didn't think they were good enough to compete for a championship with just him coming there. That's how Paul George ended up being there. There was some ruffled feathers. There's some hurt feelings. Those guys have a lot of pride. They think they earned a lot of respect taking the Golden State Warriors to the brink last year in the playoffs. And for Kawhi to come in and say those things before he was even on the team, it ruffled a lot of feathers. So all through the season, yeah, they played, and they've played to, you know, a pretty good record up until we had to freeze the season. They were the number two team in the West. They had 44. They were 44-20 with 16 games remaining, and so. That was the 1, 2, 3, 4th best record in basketball. So they had the fourth best record with you know, with your boy Kawhi doing his load management. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens going into playoffs and how much this affects the team. I'm not quite sure if it will or not, but we'll see. We're going to keep a good eye on it because y'all know I love my NBA. NBA action is fantastic. All right, hey, let's take a few minutes and talk about this upcoming week, NFL camps are opening. NFL has pretty much navigated this thing without some fanfare because they haven't really started yet. Teams are going to be fully reported by the end of this week. There's been some big doings with Patrick Mahomes signing his super duper deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out to Patrick Mahomes getting his money. Some player movement, and we're going to dive deep into that next week as camps open up. I'm going to do a deep dive into the NFL with camps opening up. But just some basic things that you need to know. There will be no preseason games with the NFL. They are scheduled to start the season on time as scheduled, but there will be no preseason games. Players are reporting to camps this week. They will be in camp, so we'll see how that works out. Excited because I am a huge football fan. I'm excited to see what happens with the NFL. Same thing with college football. College football has been doing this dance. If you're new to the show, as you can see, University of Missouri, MIZZOU, college football has not made any real definite, yes, we're playing, and they have not told us how they're going to keep these kids safe. So it's going to be interesting over the next couple of weeks to see what happens with college football. The NHL is starting. Hockey is starting back up for those of you all who are hockey fans. I am here in St. Louis. We are the defending Stanley Cup champions. I'm not going to even try to front and act like I'm a big Blues fan. I mean, I follow the Blues. I've been to Blues games, but I'm not going to front as it relates to them. Another thing, let me just let y'all know. If you're not a WNBA fan, now is the time to become. They are out there balling. I watched several games over this weekend. I'm an LA Sparks fan. When they first came on the scene, when the WNBA first came on the scene, I was a big Sparks fan, and I'm a back at a big Sparks fan. That game, that team looks nice. It's some nice teams in the WNBA. Some nice players in WNBA. You need to watch that league. I got me some WNBA paraphernalia coming on, man. I'm gonna be wearing it. I'm gonna shout out that league. So if you are just joining the show and you're like, man, he's talking WNBA, absolutely. We're gonna be talking about the WNBA and the great players in the WNBA. So, man, I am so glad that we got back with y'all. I am so glad to be back again. If you're new to the show and you want to make sure that you don't miss any of this action, you can download this show on any of the podcasting platforms. You can also go to www.alericanderson.net, alerica.net, and get exclusive content there. You can listen, you can download it, share it with a friend. This will also be on my YouTube channel. It's a lot of doings, a lot of big doings going on with 7 Media and 7 Music Group. And so, hey, come along on this ride with me. Come along on this ride with me. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for enjoying. We got a lot we talked about a lot today, but we got a lot more to get back to as we try to navigate the return of sports, return of competition. You know, we're praying for this nation, and we're praying that we get back to a new normal. So thank you for listening. Let's get it with Alaric Anderson. If you have any comments about the show, please send me an email at 7musicandsports@gmail.com, SEVN Music and Sports at gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook, Alaric Anderson. You can also hit me up on any of the social media outlets. I am Musician Al. on Instagram, on Twitter. Reach out to me. Also, we're on Snapchat, all of that stuff. So we're all of that. So reach out to me. Let me know what you think. And thank you for listening. We will see you again next time. Thank you and God bless.